Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. One thing I love about the stories you hear each week on the show is that every brand starts with a story. Behind every product is the founder who took a chance on an idea, overcame challenges, and worked hard to bring it to life. Walmart is making it easier for customers to discover products from small brands and support the people behind them. With thousands of small brands available through Walmart, customers can discover innovative products while learning about the entrepreneurs and stories that brought them to life. By helping connect these brands with communities across the country, Walmart is creating more opportunities for founders to grow and share what makes their products unique. Visit Walmart.com to learn more.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. As ever, we like to get the opposition view. And with me is the Caps player coach, Riley Emerson. Riley, you guys did so well tonight, but again, didn't quite end the season with the win you were hoping for.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, we kind of had you guys scared for a bit, didn't we? it was a great effort by our guys, and they battled to the last minute. And, we had a common goal. We're just going to give it our last game, trying to get a win here for David Beetson, who's been a great guy for Caps hockey for 20 years. So we definitely deserved a win, and, you know, we almost had it. A lot of guys stepped up, and, you know, it was, even though we lost, it was a great atmosphere and game to go out on.
I mean, last night's game, it was two different games. You know, lost heavily last night. Brayhead were dominant tonight, completely different story. What happened in the last 24 hours or so?
You know, you never like going back-to-back losses, and, you know, coming in on a Sunday into Murrayfield, you know it's going to be a tough game. It was like that all year, you know, so we fed off our fans, and even Brayhead's fans were great. That was a huge atmosphere. Thank you guys for bringing that much, you know, that support. That was tremendous. And it just made it such a good atmosphere and such a fun place to play. So I think guys fed off that, and, you know, I think everyone just said 60 minutes. Let's go 60 minutes, see what happens, and maybe some luck or some good bounces, you never know. And, you know, we made it one heck of a game.
Now, we could talk for ages about the season as a whole. You and I have spoke privately about that in the past. But next season, Riley, what's happening with you?
I honestly don't know. So probably find out in the next month or so. So, you know, obviously, I really enjoyed my time here in Edinburgh. And, you know, obviously, as a first-year coach, I still feel I have a lot to prove. So, obviously, we'll see. But, you know, it's not just me. I got my wife and kid I got to think about too, so I'll probably sit in the next week and talk with them and go from there. But you know, you never know. Obviously, I'd like to be back in in Edinburgh, but, you know, there could be other opportunities that, you know, I may not be able to turn down. But I've said it a lot to other, you know, other people in interviews, but, you know, the Caps fans deserve a winning team and a winning season, and, you know, I would like to be the guy that can steer them in the right direction. But you know, what once, you know, they get that, I think it will just revamp hockey in Edinburgh and in Murrayfield and everything. So hopefully it's pretty soon that all that can happen.
What can you take from the experience? It's been quite a tough year. Highs and, of course, some really low lows as well. What do you take from this year?
I think for myself, for recruitment, you know, I brought a couple past players in, and, you know, I think I learned the harsh way is, you know, it's a tough business, and, you know, a lot of guys just left. And, you know, for me, I think next year, I think I got to separate myself a bit more from players if I am back here. But, you know, kind of be run it more of a tight ship, you know, of a, you know, more of a force, you know, that guys, you know, don't want to mess up or don't want to do this, you know, here. You know, it's tough to be a player coach in Edinburgh because, you know, at times you're only gotten 11 or 12 players. If guys make mistakes, you can't really sit them or punish them because you need them right back on the ice. So, you know, I think, you know, for me, it's... you know, I think it's just, you know, stepping up more coaching wise and helping our and keeping helping our Brits get better, because the better our Brits are going to be, the better the team's going to be in the long run. So, you know, and a lot of our young guys, you know, Callum Boyd, Jay King, Tyler Plouffe, who's improved tremendously this year, and then even Malley and Forsh, and you know, Sean Beattie. I know he's in the air if he's going to play or not next year, but, you know, those guys played a lot of minutes, and they played a lot of minutes all year that maybe they didn't expect to get. And, you know, I hopefully I really want those guys to really take the bull by the horns here and just know how much they have to get better. You know, they should be striving to be like Davies from you guys. You know, getting a regular shift or a Haywood. You know, like there's no reason why Callum Boyd can't do that. You know, or Tyler Plews can't be a Sullivan or a guy that to improve. So you know, those guys really got to commit and make a decision if they want. So you know, hopefully I'm just here to steer them in the right direction and you know, be there for them.
Thanks so much, Riley.
Yeah, thanks, guys.